In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we believe that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Bread of Life, the Bread of Angels, the Son of God and the Son of Man. We come before you here tonight in spirit and truth. We believe, Jesus, that you are really, truly, substantially present here in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, heart, and soul, and divinity. Jesus, we thank you for the last couple days that we've had together in preparation for tonight. And we thank you for all of the people that you have brought together here tonight. We thank you for the priests who have come to hear confessions and the men and women who have come to pray for their brothers and sisters with their brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you tonight for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit to come upon all of us here tonight. Please open our minds and open our hearts, open our bodies to receive your word, to receive your spirit in a new way. Help each and every man and woman and child here tonight to have a personal encounter with you that will be life-giving, that will be healing. Mother Mary, we crown you the queen of this night as we also honor your most chaste spouse, Saint Joseph, on this March 19th. And so let us pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. John Fisher, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, it's 7:30. We've got a lot to cover here tonight, both in word and in prayer. It's going to be a lot, but I trust that it's going to be really good. How many of you are here for the first time for the parish mission tonight? So a lot of you are here for the first time. So really quick, by review, Father Steve proposed Acts chapter 4 for the theme of this mission. And I said, in order to appreciate what happens in Acts 4, you have to know what happens in Acts 3. So really quickly, in Acts chapter 3, which is after Pentecost, in case you don't know. Chapter 2 of Acts of the Apostles was the Pentecost event. And so in chapter 3, Peter and John go to the temple to pray. And as they approach the beautiful gate, as it was called, there was this crippled man there who was begging for alms. And Peter looks at him and he says, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pick up or stand up and walk." And he was healed. He stood up and walked. So that made the Jewish authorities really mad. They thought they had put this whole Jesus movement to death when they crucified Jesus. But it's the same bad guys who are still around. And so they arrest Peter and John, and they tell them not to teach or preach anymore in that name of Jesus. And last night, their response was this. Whether Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard." And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people. For all men praised God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing was performed was more than 40 years old. Okay, now we pick up with verse 23. Because tonight, what we want to highlight is what Father Steve proposed, to pray for this grace, to live out this joyful missionary discipleship, you could say, this active Christian lifestyle. So we're going to pray for that tonight, and then we're going to ask for the grace to live it, to leave here. And really, that last part is an ongoing thing. That's an ongoing thing, for sure. So we've got a few verses to read, but it's very, very exciting. So Peter and John, they go back to their community, to the other believers. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, "Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who by the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves in array, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness." This is the petition we want to make for all of us here tonight. "Grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what I like to highlight here is that they gathered together much like they did leading up to Pentecost. If you recall, after Jesus, or while Jesus was ascending into heaven, 40 days after his resurrection, he instructed the apostles and other disciples, go back into the city, go back into Jerusalem, go to the upper room and pray. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Because as was recorded in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus said, "I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished." Well, that baptism was his crucifixion and death, but he rose triumphant from that. And he was constrained, he was burning with zeal for that to happen, precisely so that he could go back to the Father, and together they could pour out the Spirit and renew the face of the earth and equip believers, the new body of believers, the new Christian community, with power and authority to go out and build the kingdom of Christ, preach the gospel, perform signs and wonders, heal people, speak new languages, pick up serpents, drink deadly poison without any effect. Sounds pretty good, right? So, They received that on the day of Pentecost, as recorded in Acts 2. But now the bar was raised. You could say now the bar was being raised because they were facing persecution. They were facing persecution. So you might say they needed more courage, more boldness. And so they gathered together again and they asked for more. So this is one of the things I like to repeat over and over again. There's always more, dear brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter how much you have already received. If you're in this room tonight, if you're in this church, you've already received a lot. But there's more. And that's not being selfish. Because I think it's safe to say, as you look around the world, we need more Holy Spirit. We need more Christians like you who are set on fire, who are convinced that Jesus is Lord and that he still lives, not just in the Blessed Sacrament, not just at the right hand of the Father, but that his very Spirit is alive in all of us. And he wants to not only possess us, so to speak, but animate us and inspire us to go out just like Jesus did, just like the first apostles did. Because now we live in a kind of post-Christian world. And people need signs and wonders to help them believe. I said last night that the proclamation of the gospel was always accompanied with a demonstration of divine power. And that's what led to faith in Jesus. Now, maybe most of us here didn't really need that. We've been blessed, perhaps, to grow up, you know, Christians and Catholics, and we received our first Holy Communion when we were in second grade, and first confession or confirmation in eighth grade or in high school. But let's face it, so many people today don't know Jesus. And so Jesus is counting on all of you to make him known, and to make his presence manifest in the world. So that like him, we can say the kingdom of God is at hand. When I walk into a room, I'm bringing the king with me. I don't go alone. The king is always with me. And as we like to say, Lord, I'm available, you make me able. Let's say that tonight. Repeat after me. Lord, I'm available. You make me able. That's a great prayer to pray every day as you're getting ready. Lord, I'm available. You make me able today. As I encounter my brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters, let me be a light to them. That's why we love all the candles, because even in the dark church, we've got the light of the world here on the altar. And all of the candles just shout that out. The light of the world is here. And in the midst of encircling darkness, you can all be Christ bearers, bringing that light into your schools and places of work and your homes and parishes. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to pray, just as they did in Acts chapter 4. We're going to pray here tonight for this grace of baptism in the Holy Spirit, they call it. It's not that you're baptized with water like you were the first time in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, but it's a stirring up of the gifts that perhaps some of you already have, but we're going to ask for more gifts too tonight. Fun little story about the gifts. I prayed this kind of prayer in Massachusetts. Last May, we were at a Polish parish, you might say. A lot of Polish people in Worcester, Massachusetts. Yes, Worcester. Worcester, Mass, where they had the coffee and they parked their car in the garage. I'm like, what? So we were there. We prayed for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the priest, the pastor there, wonderful man, who had been there for over 20 years, I think, but he, you know, he's from Poland, so he's got this really thick accent, and he didn't really have a great command of the English language. So we prayed Friday night for this baptism in the Holy Spirit. He celebrates the English Mass Saturday morning, and I wasn't there to hear it, but he comes back to the rectory to report to us, Fathers, you'll never guess what happened. I preached in English this morning like never before. All the words were just coming to me, and I was making more sense than ever. And I attribute that to the baptism in the Holy Spirit last night. Praise God. And we prayed over his knee for healing at dinner the night before, and he was healed there too. So he was already being touched. So whether you're a priest of, he's probably a priest of 40 years, or whether you're newly confirmed or newly baptized, there's always more. There's always more. And as you hear things tonight and see things tonight, be inspired by that. Don't worry about being envious or jealous. Just say, Lord, I want more of that. I want more of that. And you can be sure As you keep asking for it, God will give it to you. That's how I was taught to pray these last couple years. And when I saw this gentleman from England come to Grand Rapids about a year and a half ago, Damien Stain, I watched him healing people left and right during this healing service. And I was just standing there in my chair and I'm like, Lord, I want to see more of that in my life. And I have. And so have my friends on our healing team. It's been amazing. It's been beautiful. It's been inspiring. So, what are we going to do? We're going to pray for the gift of baptism in the Holy Spirit. And again, I can't get into all of the theological explanation of it right now. But suffice to say that we want to experience what the disciples experienced in Acts 2 and Acts 4. We want to be filled with the love of God and the power of God and the glory of God and the wisdom of God. Are you up for that? Does that sound good? All right. So, after I do that, then I'm going to go around with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And I'm not going to be able to go too slowly. I'm going to have to move a little bit so that we can get to prayer teams. But if you want to try to touch the humeral veil as I come by, well, then position yourself. And not that I'm going to be able to stop in front of everybody, but I can slow down. So if you want to position yourself once we start that to get right on an aisle, I'll try to pass by at least every aisle. So if you want to kneel for this, you can. You don't have to, but we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to come down in a corporate kind of way. And then tonight when we have prayer teams, maybe you don't need physical healing of any kind, but you can also approach a prayer team and ask them to lay hands on you and to pray for more of the Holy Spirit to come upon you as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm going to share a prayer with you that I wrote called Bathe Me With Your Light. And in this prayer, a lot of scripture in this prayer. And in the prayer, we petition for a baptism in the Holy Spirit. So just unite your minds and hearts with what I'm praying here for all of you tonight. Heavenly Father, you are light, and in you there is no darkness. In the beginning, when you created the heavens and the earth, you said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Lord Jesus, you came into the world as a light so that no one who believes in you should stay in darkness. We believe that you are the light of the world, and we want to become children of the light. We want to follow you and have the light of life. We want to live by the truth and come into the light, the true light that darkness has not overcome and that gives light to everyone. Lord Jesus, you came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire, and to bring fire to the earth. You have called us in righteousness and have taken hold of our hands. Make us a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I'm going to ask all of you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, bathe me with your light, and baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Let's repeat it. Lord Jesus, bathe me with your light and baptize me in the Holy Spirit. One more time. Lord Jesus, bathe me with your light and baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Okay, just keep receiving now. Set our hearts on fire, Lord, with the power of your love. Fan into flame the gifts that you have already given us and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit, so that we may be clothed with the armor of light and speak the word of God with boldness. In the beautiful name of Jesus, we declare that we have seen a great light and that a light has dawned in our hearts. In the powerful name of Jesus, we proclaim that we are children of the light and children of the day, and that we are going to let our lights shine before others so that they may glorify our Father in heaven, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light, where night shall be no more, and where the Lord God will be our light forever and ever. Amen. Amen.